From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders to discuss ways to control a deadly migrant crisis. The 28-member European Union meets in Brussels Thursday to consider emergency measures aimed at easing the dangerous journey by sea of thousands of migrants from Asia, South Asia, and the Middle East. The meeting follows the drowning of hundreds of migrants in a boat that capsized early Sunday on the Mediterranean. Rights groups have called on the EU leaders to launch a humanitarian effort to end the shipwrecks. Clara McLaren is with Amnesty International.
They're sending a really clear message to David Cameron and the other EU leaders that they need to act decisively and quickly in response to this crisis, and that means restarting search and rescue in the Mediterranean.
Last year, the EU scrapped a Mediterranean search and rescue program over its cost and concerns among some members. The maritime operation was actually encouraging more migrants to make the dangerous voyage. Meanwhile, a candlelight vigil was held on the beach in Malta for hundreds of migrants who lost their lives. Giovanni Barbo Sant was among those taking part.
They're fleeing their homes. They're trying to find somewhere where they can be free, somewhere where can they live.
Italy's Prime Minister Renzi told Italian lawmakers the whole EU, not just Italy, must help shoulder the burden of curbing migrant trafficking to Europe. Heavy fighting raged Tuesday into Wednesday in South Sudan's oil-rich Upper Nile State in the northeast town of Malakal, with most of the fighting occurring between the South Sudan Liberation Army and rebels allied with former Vice President Riek Machar. Reuters reports nearly 40 were killed, with thousands displaced. Thousands have been killed, more than a million forced from their homes by fighting, which broke out in December 2013. Several ceasefires have been agreed to and then broken between the forces of Machar and President Salva Kiir. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led coalition launched new airstrikes on Houthi rebel targets in Yemen Wednesday, hours after announcing a halt to a month-long bombing campaign. They targeted positions in the central city Taiz and the southern port of Aden as ground fighting between rebels and supporters of exiled President Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi continued. Ambassador Adel al-Jubeir, the Saudi diplomat to Washington, urged the Houthis to stop the fighting and seek a political solution.
They have made and reneged on more than 60 agreements since the Yemeni crisis begins. So I'm not a betting man, but I hope that they will make one agreement that they keep. And the opportunity now lies before them to achieve through the political process what they will not be able to achieve by force.
Tuesday, Saudi Arabia, declaring an end to its bombing campaign aimed at halting the advance of the Houthis, said its new focus is on supporting a political solution, although vowing to also include actions to prevent rebels from acquiring or using weapons gained from Yemen's military. The Houthis have called for a return to UN-sponsored peace talks. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma Wednesday vowed to end anti-immigrant violence. 11 people were detained by security forces in a crackdown overnight Tuesday into Wednesday, aimed at ending the violence that left at least 7 dead in the past 3 weeks. Hundreds of others have also been arrested. Tuesday, Pretoria deployed soldiers to help police quell the unrest in which mobs often attacked, looted, and burned foreign-owned businesses. Julius Malema is leader of the group Economic Freedom Fighters.
Our people are in poverty, and they get tempted to believe simplest solution. But if we drive away the foreigners, we will work tomorrow. But the reality is that there are no jobs. Even if these people leave, we'll still be unemployed.
Wednesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned what he called the wave of xenophobic violence gripping South Africa. In Nigeria, forces backed by warplanes reportedly invaded the last known stronghold of the Islamist group Boko Haram, the Sambisa Forest. Nigerian troops were working jointly with a regional force of Chad, Niger, and Cameroon in a concerted effort to crush the bloody insurgency. Angola state media reported Wednesday that 22 people died last week in a clash between police and members of the religious sect Seventh-day Light of the Whole World Church in central Angola. According to police sources, authorities sought to arrest the sect's leader. When the followers resisted, the fighting broke out April 16th, leaving 9 policemen dead, along with 13 members of the sect. Pope Francis plans to visit Cuba in September ahead of a scheduled visit to the U.S. That would make him the 3rd pope to visit the communist island nation after John Paul II and Benedict XVI. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.